Now it's pretty easy to find ourselves constantly busy in our business-as-usual lives. There are always more errands to run, a different place to go, maybe out to dinner, plans with friends, lessons to attend, work to do. Maybe we're all a little guilty of treating busyness like a virtue. But what happens when much of that comes to a forced stop, when there are fewer things we're able to do, when we're confined maybe to our homes? Some people are experiencing a bit of a forced slowdown right now, something that doesn't happen that often, and our guest says this slowdown might be just what we need. Alan Lightman is a writer and physicist who teaches at MIT. He's the author of several books, including Einstein's Dreams and In Praise of Wasting Time. He wrote the piece, "The Virus is a Reminder of Something Lost Long Ago," for The Atlantic. Alan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first, Alan, about the pace of life in what we might think of as normal times. You write that it is sped up a lot, but it, in many ways, we didn't really notice it. Can you talk about how we got caught up in this high-speed, busy way of life?
Well, I think that life is the pace of life has always been regulated by the speed of communication. And the speed of communication has been getting faster and faster and faster. And I think it's happened almost invisibly. I think the time equal money equation has also put a premium on the commercial use of time. And I think, like so many other things in modern life, new technology comes along and we just accept it. It becomes part of our lives. I don't think that we can even remember what life was like before the smartphone. So we just adapt and we don't think about the larger consequences.
We see a lot of innovation in how we use technology, including the information technology you were talking about. But you also talk about innovation in a different way in the habits of our minds, which can be mm-hmm. hard to shake up and use in a new way. What do you mean by that?
I mean that the forced staying at home, we're being forced by the coronavirus to slow down our lives. And our routines are disrupted. Of course, those of us who are staying at home are lucky compared to the frontline workers, the hospital workers, and the people in grocery stores and so on. With time on our hands, we find ourselves alone with our thoughts, and we have the opportunity to think about things that we don't normally think about. What is important to us? What are our values? Where are we going? Those questions sound kind of trivial in a way, but they're very important. And I think that in the fast pace of the modern world, that many of us haven't had the time to think about questions like that, to think about who we really are and where we're going. And I think that applies to the country as a whole, as well as to individual people, that our country has an inner life, but it's not really aware of it. This is long before the coronavirus, long before the Trump administration. I think that our country as a whole has lost its way because it has not thought about what our real values are. So that happens at a national level as well as at the level of the individual.
I think at the individual level, and I'm guilty of this myself, there's a sense that if I'm doing nothing, I'm not doing any kind of activity, I'm just there and thinking, I'm wasting my time. I'm frittering away a valuable resource. How do we shake ourselves out of that mindset? How do I do that?
Well, that feeling that wasting time is almost sinful, that goes back to our Puritan roots, where working was the only thing that had value. But actually, I think wasting time does have value. And when we talk about wasting time, I mean anything that is not goal-directed. A time where you're just letting your mind spin, where you're imagining, you're dreaming, you're remembering things, important experience in your life. You might be reading a book. You might be having a quiet conversation with someone. Just because you're not checking off items on your to-do list doesn't mean that the time is not valuable. And we really need that time. We need to replenish our minds, which is an idea that the Buddhists have had for thousands of years. I think we're more creative when we're letting our imaginations wander. And we're also nourishing our inner self, that part of us that thinks about what's important to us.
We're talking to author and physicist Alan Lightman. His books include Einstein's Dreams and In Praise of Wasting Time. He says our safer at home times during the coronavirus could be a wake up call to the need to slow down, take some time to do nothing in our daily lives. Alan, in that piece you wrote in The Atlantic, you talk about some creative people who got a lot out of having that nothing time. Can you give us some examples of people who did great stuff because they took the time to not do anything?
Yes. Well, psychologists have always known that creativity thrives on the imagination, on I won't say wasting time, but just sort of being at rest in time. Gustav Mahler, the composer, used to take 3-hour walks after lunch where he got some of his best musical ideas. There are many other people who have found that getting away from their normal routines has allowed them to think new thoughts. Einstein also talked about how when he let his mind wander, that he sometimes had some of his best ideas. Gertrude Stein, the writer, used to take drives in the countryside and just look at cows when she was in the middle of a writing project. So those are a few examples.
So it seems like there's a paradox here. If we fill our times to the brim and think of ourselves as always being productive, we're going to be less productive if we don't have that time that lets us do that kind of creative thinking you're talking about.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And in fact, some companies in the U.S. have instituted meditation rooms where they allow their employees for a half an hour a day to just stop working and to go into one of these rooms without their smartphones and just have quiet time. And they have found that actually increases productivity. So it's exactly the irony that you mentioned. By having working a little bit less, but having that extra time to just allow our minds to replenish themselves, to have creative thoughts, that we're actually more productive.
We're talking to Alan Lightman, writer and physicist who teaches at MIT. He's the author of a number of books, including Einstein's Dreams and In Praise of Wasting Time. He wrote the piece, "The Virus is a Reminder of Something Lost Long Ago." It appears in The Atlantic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has your life, your schedule slowed down now? Have you felt a change of mindset? Do you feel restless? You got to fill the time? Or are you embracing a little time where you allow yourself to do nothing? And even pre-coronavirus, have you made time in your life for nothing? Maybe just that long walk or that long reading of a book or thinking or meditating or a conversation without a goal to it. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Alan Lightman, writer and physicist who teaches at MIT. His books include In Praise of Wasting Time. He's talking about the value of taking time to do nothing. And maybe in this time, with all the downsides of coronavirus, trying to find a silver lining and find ways to slow down our lives a little bit and take time to do nothing, which it turns out is pretty good for us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you, in your daily life, try to leave time for nothing, for things that aren't productive at all, but that make you feel better, make you feel more in touch with yourself and what's going on inside your brain? Has the forced shutdown now given you more time to notice things, or do you feel restless when you have nothing to do? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Alan, for people who aren't used to doing this, who maybe as an exercise try taking the time to do nothing, whatever their version of nothing is, and feel restless and want to reach for the cell phone or feel silly and wasteful doing it, do you have some advice, some thoughts on how we can break through that and do nothing right?
Yeah, well, one thing is just to take 30 minutes a day for a walk. I know that in the time of the coronavirus that some of us don't have places to walk, but that will pass. But if you do have a place that you can walk safely, do not take your smartphone with you, and just see where your mind goes. Another thing that we can do is have a quiet dinner hour. The dinner hour may be only 30 minutes, but however long it is, to turn off all of your devices and just have a quiet conversation during dinner time. So those are a couple of ways that we can that are fairly painless to build into our lives to see how it feels.
With that pace of the flow of information we were talking about earlier, there is, you know, there's that phrase, the fear of missing out. Given the volume of news coming in, either, you know, news from around the world, or, you know, what are our friends up to or anything like that, it can feel like that time away from the phone, we're missing so much. How do we break out of that mindset?
Well, that is a problem. And I know that fear of missing out is a psychological problem, especially among our young people who send about 100 text messages a day. I think the only solution to that is try turning off your phone for 15 minutes and see whether you can survive it.
Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Leah is with us in Ettrick. Leah, hello.
Hi. See, I just wanted to say that your guest speaker hit the nail on the head with having downtime, stopping, smelling the roses, breathing. With the coronavirus, you know, most people will never get the opportunity again to be able to, you know, stay at home. I am an essential worker, but I was able to take 6 weeks off at the beginning of the year for a medical procedure. And, you know, it was amazing. It was amazing having the time off and being able to stop and think and plan and, you know, just slow your life down. So I love what your caller has been talking about. It's been right at my alley. So thank you for the great perspective.
And Leah, before you go, I want to ask, you had that time, that 6 weeks there. Has that changed how you are? You're working again, but when you're off work, do you still feel some of the effects of that time off? Did it change the way you think of your time off?
Oh, yeah, it totally changed the way I think. And I mean, it actually got me started on a weight loss journey where I lost like 31 pounds in 3 months because I was able to stop and think, you know, before you put food in your mouth and just, you know, be a healthier version of yourself. It makes you reflect and have time to, you know, like you said, sit down and read a book and stop and think about, you know, what's important in life. And I'm very thankful for that time off to stop and rediscover, because with all the running that you do with your kids and sports and, you know, it's like I said, it's invaluable. And I just hope that people realize that, take it and enjoy it if you have it, because like I said, you're not going to get the opportunity again.
Leah, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Alan, your thoughts on what Leah had to say there.
Well, first of all, I want to salute her as being an essential worker, because all of the rest of us are dependent on Leah and people like her. Leah mentioned that this is the only opportunity we're going to have to take time off. What I hope might come out of this strange period that we're living in now is a change in our habit of mind. an appreciation that quiet time when we're reflecting on what's important to us and what our values are, time that we're unplugged from the internet, that is valuable time. And if we can recognize it as valuable time, maybe we can build that into our lives, that idea, long after the coronavirus is gone. So I hope that this will be a permanent change in the way that we think about our lives and what's important to us.
As you write about this and think about this and talk to other people, do you feel like there's a hunger out there for this kind of thinking, this slower pace, appreciating time doing nothing that we may not have realized was there in the first place?
I do think there's a hunger for it, but I think that we are battling the time equal money equation, which is part of the U.S. obsession with money and materiality, that since the Industrial Revolution, that time has been translated into money. And so I think one of the forces that is driving the lifestyle, the frantic lifestyle that we have now, is the feeling that we can make more money by using time productively. And so I think that is powerful force is battling the other desire that people have, which is to slow down their life and not just checking off boxes on their to-do list every day. So we have those two powerful opposing forces.
It's a good place to leave it. Alan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me on your program.
That's Alan Lightman, writer and physicist who teaches at MIT. His books include Einstein's Dreams and In Praise of Wasting Time. He wrote the piece, "The Virus is a Reminder of Something Lost Long Ago." You can see that in The Atlantic.